It's the Friday show. It's Andy Heaton. Surprise, surprise. And for this week's show, I'm delighted to be joined by Adam Smith, Fuad San, and Andrew Misra, possibly the most handsome audience out of the entire roster.
And me.
Well, now, hey, you gotta look at a man of many faces, Adam.
A man of many faces. All of them are too fat, but yeah, loads of faces.
Oh, come on, mate. I wouldn't say that. How could I possibly say that? Anyway, it's been a while. Andrew Misra's back. Been away for a while. Previous work experience. What's been going on?
I'm a little bit red and flustered after that introduction, to be honest, Andy. Very kind of you to say that. I'm delighted to be back here with you today.
Oh, fantastic. Fuad, what's going on?
I think that's the kindest thing you said to me for about 3-4 weeks,
It's because I'm jealous, mate. It's because I'm just jealous. Everyone's jealous. Who isn't jealous of the Fuad? Right, okay, we're going to get straight into this. Busy. It's mad, isn't it? We're having a Friday show on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
What's going on? I don't know. It's like being back at Christmas when you're not really sure quite day. You know, when you wake up and you're like...
Or do we treat Tuesday like Friday now?
Is it in that gap between... How many days of Boxing Day today now?
We actually couldn't be further from a Friday as well, which I find quite nice.
I never thought of it like that.
It's a bit sad, isn't it?
Yeah. It's the anti-Friday show. Yeah.
You can't even do the oh, it's Friday somewhere joke either, can you? Well, anyway, let's get into a packed schedule today with games tonight and tomorrow. And we're going to start with... Oh, also on the show, we've got Beth and Phillips talking Cardiff. Mark Sanderson talking Southampton. Didn't Sanderson sponsor Southampton?
Don't know, mate.
Quiz question. Come back to me. Whoever's listening to this. I'm pretty sure they did. That'd be funny. And Alan Ware's talking about Brighton all on the phone later in the show. But we're going to kick off with Newcastle versus Manchester City. Can't underestimate the importance of this game for both City, Newcastle, and also de facto Liverpool. Now, I was looking at the game coming into this. Newcastle are on 21 points, 17th place. They look like they'll probably get away with it, but they're 20-1. The bookies have priced them at 20-1 at home to get a result against Man City. Surely they've got a better chance than that, Adam.
No, not really. I think...
Thanks.
Next.